the latest from podnews.net with Memberful, the easiest way to create a members-only podcast feed. The BBC has launched a new unit in Bristol in the UK, focusing on podcasts. The Creative Development Unit, led by Claire McGinn, is part of a rebranded production division, now known as BBC Audio. It has a core team of four. The BBC employs 35,000 people. Meanwhile, Times Radio, a new national radio station from the Times of London, launched this morning in the country. How big is podcasting's independent audience? Tom Webster has some numbers, and it turns out that actually it's still satisfyingly high. The Podcast Academy has relaxed the terms of new registrations. No more letters of recommendation are needed, says the chair, Rob Greenley. You'll just need to give the names of two people to vouch for you. The Podcasters Directory is to launch in early July. The directory offers a free listing and allows podcasters to be matched with guests and resources. Audacity has had a maintenance release to version 2.4.2. It fixes 41 bugs. Joshua Dudley reviews the new Wondery app. He says it's a solid app that plays it safe and colours inside the lines. What effects has the pandemic had on podcasts in India? Not much, says Indus Vox Media's Amit Doshi in an interview in Courts, India. And Carl Robinson has highlighted the problem with audio content marketing, promoting Rumble Studio. It's a new automated system that interviews your guests asynchronously. And in podcast news, let's talk about potato chips, or potato crisps as they're called in the UK. Salt and vinegar crisps have green packets in the UK, but they didn't always used to be green. Walkers, the biggest brand there, switched the pack colours for some reason in the early 1990s with cheese and onion. Or did they? The Walkers switch is, so the makers say, like cereal but for crisps. And yes, of course, it's in the true crime category, quite rightly. Salt and vinegar crisps are purple in Australia, by the way, just thought I'd mention it. Mike lost his new job at the start of the pandemic. His podcast, What Happens Now, shares stories of how other people are coping and finds positives from the crisis. Today, Mike interviews the CEO who made him redundant in March. And Death, Sex and Money and luminary show Love and Radio are co-producing a two-part series with stories from listeners of both podcasts on how people are coping without physical touch in isolation. The series, called Skin Hunter, all started from a tweet. This update from Pod News with help from Memberful. You can now use Memberful to build sustainable, recurring revenue by selling access to a members-only podcast. Find out more at memberful.com. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.